Now then, the Lancaster School in Leicester achieved national fame a while back after a major BBC TV series charted the creation of a choir there. But students have been making sounds of a different sort this week, and they've been exchanging them with students from other parts of the world. It's part of the Sound Son project by De Montfort University to create an international sound collage. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Well, BBC Radio Leicester's Bridget Blair went to the school yesterday to see and hear what's been going on.
Hi, I'm Shoaib. Basically, what we're doing right now is mixing and, like, editing things and, like, making some cool, funky sounds and, like, just mixing it up for other people to hear around the world.
So how did you choose what sounds to make?
Things around the natural environment of the school, like providing them with an idea of our school, showing them, like, what kinds of sounds, like, we get up to, what things, like, we do and everything.
So what do you get up to, then?
For the fortune, some people live just for the fame.
Singing is what Kyrie gets up to.
Just sounds of classrooms and playgrounds. Yeah, school bells, people talking, lessons, like teachers teaching and playing football, basketball. Yeah, and we try to speak to them in French as well.
All of these sounds are being woven together as part of the Sound Son project, coordinated by De Montfort University here in the city. James Kelly from the university has been working with the Lancaster School students.
Rather than composing with notes as a value, we're actually composing with sound. So we've been editing sounds, chopping them up, reversing them, changing the pitch and the speed. So it's basically an introduction for all the students to some of the music technology things that we do at De Montfort and at university, but then also to the idea of composing sound-based music.
And also the international element,
yeah, sure.
And a live performance of their work this afternoon.
We've already recorded the sounds, and then this afternoon we're doing this live exchange where over the period of 2 hours we will basically compose two pieces, which are a collaboration between us at Lancaster and the school in France. So at 1 o'clock we'll start off, we will compose what's called a fragment, so a 30-second clip, really, and then we'll send that to France via the internet, and they'll listen to that and respond to it musically, so they'll add to it, they might stretch it out, we don't know what they'll do yet. So over that period, we'll get that dialogue where we're actually communicating via sound rather than actually talking to them directly. And then it's also the chance to think about sound more generally, so they've been out recording sounds when they might sort of normally ignore them in their environment.
Simon Lebosky is head of music at the school. He says that many of his students have been really excited by the project.
They're learning a lot of musical skills, social skills, obviously, you know, the idea of working within the school in France, but a lot of music technology skills. I mean, it helps a lot of lads that they can actually listen to things and use their ears rather than necessarily having to be able to read music. It's about listening to something and then what they can do to make that musical, so a non-musical sound, making it musical through processing, through repetition, through pitch shifting. I mean, obviously, Lancaster's known for its singing, you know, being on the choir, the series Boys Don't Sing, but we really want to make sure we broaden that. So that, you know, there's lots of stuff going on. So the idea of working outside the box with music technology, working with, you know, DJ technology, turntables, looking at more experimental music and looking at obviously what we're doing with the Sound Son project, which give the lads a really broad perspective of a lot of musical opportunities out there, things that the lads wouldn't normally get a chance to do. So we're really keen to, you know, strengthen the links and keep things going.
Well, the link between the Lancaster School and De Montfort University is well established. But as James Kelly says, the boys here are now making links with the rest of the world.
It's all about collaboration, and the technology that we have now allows us to do it. And then we end up with a piece that hasn't just been made by Lancaster or just been made in France. It's a real collaboration.
That was Bridget Blair with that report. And tomorrow there's another piece from Bridget at the school. You can hear how music and sounds are helping students to get better results in science.